You're listening to SBS News.
The acting Prime Minister of Australia, Michael McCormack, is facing criticism over a string of statements, including labelling the Black Lives Matter protests as race riots and comparing them with the storming of the United States Capitol. The leader of the National Party won't revoke his remarks and has used the All Lives Matter slogan.
Now, I'm not going to apologise because I said that violence in any form should not happen from a protest. And irrespective of what the agenda of that protest was. But in Australia, we're concentrating on rebuilding our economy, on making sure that we've got the health outcomes. Now, America, yeah, look, there's things going on there at the moment which are very, very unsavoury. You know, but our concentration of the federal government, of myself as acting Prime Minister this week, is on rebuilding our economy and protecting lives and saving livelihoods. That's what I'm about, and that's what I'll always be about.
Mr. McCormack has also refused to speak to members of the government about sharing misinformation online, including false health advice about the coronavirus pandemic. Government backbenchers George Christensen and Craig Kelly have been criticised for spreading an array of views that contradict official federal health advice, including the promotion of hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment for COVID-19. Mr. Christensen has posted in support of Mr. Trump's claims of electoral fraud and asserted his opinion that masks and lockdowns don't work in suppressing the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Kelly has posted similar claims, most recently comparing mandated mask wearing to child abuse, even though children under 12 are not required to wear a mask in Australia. Mr. McCormack is defending his lack of condemnation, stating it's all part of living in a democracy.
Facts sometimes are contentious, aren't they? And what you might think is right, somebody else might think is completely untrue. And that's part of living in a democratic country.
Social media giants Twitter and Facebook suspended President Donald Trump's accounts after last week's riots at the US Capitol, citing a risk of further incitement of violence. Mr. McCormack says he does not support this kind of censorship in Australia.
Some of what my colleague puts up on Facebook here is very much true, but people on Twitter sphere, they don't always like it. Well, you know, toughen up, I say. We don't always like what's written about us. I mean, there was somebody yesterday who wished that I got COVID. Well, okay, that's his view. Pretty nasty view, pretty unsavoury view. I don't share his view. I'm not going to say he's right. I'm not going to say he should be censored, but it was anonymous. So, you know, I say to people, I'm not in favour of censorship. I'm a former newspaper editor. I don't believe in censorship.
Labor's health spokesperson Chris Bowen disagrees. He says people who deliberately undermine the health system need to be called out.
The acting Prime Minister has said that Craig Kelly's campaign of medical disinformation is a matter where facts can be contentious. Well, facts are facts. And the fact is that Australia has done well through this medical crisis because we've listened to the experts, the chief medical and health officers, the TGA.
Human rights groups have turned their condemnation to comments made regarding the Black Lives Matter movement. Nolan Hunter from Amnesty International says the remarks are insulting and ignorant.
Clearly, they're not the same things. Capitol Hill, what happened there was about a political democracy and a different purpose. Black Lives Matter was about people protesting about black people being killed. In Australia, the Black Lives Matter movement was also about Aboriginal people being killed. I think it's just ignorant.
Mr. Hunter says an unacceptable number of Aboriginal deaths in custody is a huge part of the Black Lives Matter movement in Australia. He says politicians should not dismiss movements that all Australians are seeking to support, especially when it aims to prevent further violence.
Show leadership. Don't seek to dismiss a serious issue by trying to make it about something else. This is a serious issue. Australia takes it seriously. The Australian people who are protesting, the Aboriginal people who are protesting because they're sick of being killed, how can you not take that seriously in this day and age, given the history of this country and its treatment of Aboriginal people?
With a variety of often opposing movements in recent years gaining traction online, censorship on social media platforms is an ongoing issue. A newly created parliamentary group with more than 50 MPs from across the political divide will discuss how to tighten rules around how powerful technology companies monitor content. National's MP and parliamentary group founder, Dr. Anne Webster, says balancing government responsibility on a global stage will be a challenge.
Well, I think censorship is part of the whole story about the responsibility that social media platforms have, holding presidents or personnel to account for what they post is an important component. I think what's happened is that we've got a civil society that went online about 20 years ago, and we've landed in this space, if you like, a new universe. And while the big techs are managing the connection side of things, I don't think that the civil component is being managed as well as it could be. And I think there is a role there for governments to play.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.